You're listening to lgradio.online. Welcome to In a Lifetime, where we are celebrating the life and times of Elton John. And in our last episode, we were approaching the end of the 1970s, definitely a time of creative change for Elton. The 1978 album, A Single Man, would be the first one not to feature lyrics by Bernie. Additionally, there's no Gus Dudgeon in the control booth, and none of Elton's regular musicians feature. And it seems to me, just listening now, that Elton began using a lower register of his voice. The album does, however, include this fantastic instrumental. Song for Guy. And there's not too much else to report from the Single Man album. Perhaps it's understandable when we look back at the extraordinary period of songwriting and touring Elton had undertaken in the 70s. If he never created again, he would still be in the history books. But there were many standout moments to come. But first, there were other albums. Before the 70s came to an end, Elton would work with Tom Bell, a man responsible for so much of the Philadelphia sound. Once again, Elton's band weren't used, and all the backing vocals would be performed by the Spinners. Furthermore, Elton didn't write any of the songs, and it really only produced one song that we all know well now, almost 45 years later. But even the success of that song took many years to become part of our collective consciousness, thanks to a remix in 2003 by S-Express being featured on a Sky Sports TV campaign, showing us again how curious the life of a song can be, getting a number one almost half a century after its conception.
Catch a star if you can, wish for something special. Let it be me. My love is free. Sing a song to yourself. Think of someone listening. One melody. You're up for me. I'll write a symphony just for you.
decade that had started so incredibly for Elton seemed to fizzle out, at least with regards creativity. His 1979 release, Victim of Love, is only 36 minutes long, 8 of which are taken up by his version of Johnny B. Goode. Things would change for him several months later, but for now, let's just see what he was up to at the turn of that decade. In 1980, now aged 33, he released this, which sounds a little bit like a distant relation to Daniel.
Oh, little genie, you got so much love. Little genie, and you take it where it strikes.
Little Genie from the 21 at 33 album. The following year, Elton went into the studio again with an amazing group of musicians to record The Fox. And although there were no hits and very little seemed to cut through, there are definitely a few moments for us to savour, including Elton's brilliant instrumental, Carla. Now just try and listen to this and just try not imagining it accompany some great cinematic moment.
Thank you.
Isn't That Gorgeous? That is Carla from the album The Fox. Also on there, forming part of the same piece, is the song Chloe, which is hardly ever performed, let alone played on the radio.
How come you're so understanding when I tell you all the lies? I'm pretending to believe them, see through all my alibis. And I need you
from The Fox. Now, things did begin to change, at least in my opinion, later that year with the recording sessions for the album Jump Up, which it definitely seems like a kind of return to form. It produced one phenomenal song on the album, which we're going to hear now, and it also marked the first time Elton would start writing with the lyricist Tim Rice, with whom, of course, he would enjoy so much success later with. This album would also prove to be the last one before Bernie returned to lyric writing duty and before Gus Dudgeon returned, along with many of Elton's old band members who hadn't featured on the albums from this period. However, the one standout song on the album for me is this. It's incredible, sophisticated, and, well, it sounds like it could have been something that Stevie Wonder may have written in his golden period.
Blue eyes, baby's got blue eyes, like a deep blue sea on a blue, blue day. Blue eyes, baby's got blue eyes. When the morning comes, I'll be far away. she's alone. Again. Blue eyes, baby's got blue eyes, like a clear blue sky, watching over me.
That's Blue Eyes from Elton's 1982 album Jump Up. And that concludes this edition of In a Lifetime, where we are, of course, celebrating the life and incredible work of Elton John. Please do check out the website for details of all our shows, and also when you can listen to this show again via our Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.